I feel something very special is happening amongst us, and I'm toying between just flowing with the Holy Spirit and doing what I've prepared for you. So I feel in my heart that God wants to do some healing in the house. And when God says he wants to do something, that to me is a certainty that he's going to pour out. And I think that sometimes we stay in a mold that God didn't intend us to be in. And sometimes we just decide things, but we haven't had a chat with him about the things that he wants to do to bring heaven on earth. We talk about thy kingdom come and thy will be done, but is it his will just to do the things in the same way, week in, week out, or just do it because somebody asked us to go and rescue them? And I think that God is taking us to a new level of faith. Interesting, you know, I'm no longer that person of fear. And yet we stand in that fearful place often of the unknown. But our certainty is our known is with Christ, for those of us that love him and have served him and continue to serve him. But today I know in my heart that he wants to touch people. And I think the gentleman's name, forgive me, is Mike. Yeah, the other Mike. And I heard God say, son, I'm going to touch you like you've never been touched before. And it's like a divine connection is going to fuse your body when you come into his presence in a way that you've never done before. And I'm not talking about bowing your knee and sobbing your heart out. I'm talking about a connection of the heart that he has had you on a journey from going through health, going through poorliness. I'm not going to call it an illness, poorliness. I think I've invented a word, but anyway. He's taken you through that process and you will come out victorious. That's what I feel he has for you. But I also hear him say, son, it's imperative that you stay connected with me. So don't get disjointed, don't follow what is being said, but keep your eyes and your focus on what he has for you, and he will restore you and it will be victorious. And I just get so excited when God is in the house. You know, God just drops things in and it doesn't matter what's on our agenda because it's heaven on earth. And he's taking us through that process of where we're going to have to connect with him like we've never connected before. Because things are coming. There is a rolling that this nation has to go through. And there is almost like a squashing of some of the things that have been established. That's why I believe we're in this era that we're in, that it is a nation going through some traumatic things. And some of those things, are we change authority in a way that we have a new prime minister and we have a new royal taking up their throne. But we have to remember that God is in control. You know, and it was so good to hear Margaret say those things because I am such a prayer warrior that God wakes me in the night and gives me assignments to do. And some of those things have to be to hold up our nation. As we go through a transformation, because when we get new people in, it transforms us and we have to become something else. Because every leader that we've had has had a mandate. Some of those mandates are from God and some of those mandates are from man. But I believe that our nation is worth fighting for. I'm a true Brit. I don't know about anyone else, but I am British through and through. And I love it when I can walk around London and decree and declare that this nation will become a nation under God. Now, we're not there yet by any means. But if we keep praying and we keep pushing and we keep striving for what God has for this nation, I truly believe that we will see those things unfolding. But we have a part to play. And the number one part is, like Margaret says, we have to pray. We have to pray. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That might not be our idea. of what this England should look like, this Great Britain. But I persuade you, I pursue you, I encourage you to go to the Father and say, thy will be done on the United Kingdom. Because that opens something different to what man is decreeing and declaring that is not of God. You see, I believe that he is the ultimate. He is the only king. And this is his kingdom. And he will have his way. One way or another, God is going to have his way. So I encourage you to pursue God like you've never pursued him before. Read the word. Stay in fellowship. You know, you can't do anything on your own. You can't. We need each other. He made us from Adam and Eve. He made us that we have need of each other. You know, men have need of women and vice versa. And if you're married, good for you, and I pray for you. But sometimes it's hard. Come on now. It's hard. But God says we're to keep going. We're to pursue him because that helps relationships. That builds us into a place. This morning, I just felt to talk about vessels. But there are all kinds of vessels, and I was going to bring out all these vessels and place them in front of you and say, what do you think I'm going to talk about? Obviously, you would say vessels. Hopefully, you would say vessels. Containers, maybe. But Jeremiah 18 talks about the potter. And you know, it's not easy to throw a pot. If you don't put the right amount of water onto it, it kind of wobbles to one side and becomes a mess. And if you put too little water on that pot, then it gets cracked. And my joke is, we get crackpots. But I'm not looking at any here today. But you know, Jeremiah had to go through a process. This is where England, the United Kingdom, Great Britain is at right now. We're going through a process. We're going through a refining process. Say, I'm going through a refining process. I'm going through. You know, none of us are perfect, and it might surprise you that you're not perfect yet. But you are going through a refining fire. Now, a fire burns up and removes particles so it doesn't connect and have a bubble in it. See, a bubble will cause a cracked pot when it goes through that tremendous heat in that kiln. And at times I felt, God, please, can you turn the heat down off of Pam because I'm burning up? But then he reminds me, you're going through the fire for a purpose. See, what you see now isn't what I was. And what you see, hopefully in a short while's time, I won't be the same. Because we're changing. Through glory to glory. We're changing and we're becoming more like him. And he is perfect. He's absolutely amazing, isn't he? But God wants us to have this connection with him at this time that is so hot that it makes you appreciate all that you are, all that he created in you. He knew you when you were in your mother's womb. That's impossible, even with technology now. Yeah, you might get a picture, but he knew you. He knew what he'd created. He knows what he's refining and where you're to go. And let me tell you this, nobody in this room is a doormat. Do you know what I mean by that? Come on, you're not. But yet the enemy would try and keep you in some of those things that are dust and don't have life. But God says, I've created you to have life and have it abundantly and live in a place where you see, hear, and smell and touch him. You know, yesterday has gone. No matter how wonderful and how amazing yesterday was, because you woke up. That's an amazing thing that we just wake up. But we're moving into such a precious time where the lost are going to be saved. And I even heard God say this that kind of touched my heart, and I went, really? It was an aha moment. He said, our shadows will heal the sick. Our shadows. You know, sometimes we don't even look to see if we've got a shadow. I'm not talking about someone behind us. I'm talking about a shadow. And he told me, my shadow, because of who he is in me, will heal the sick. Not me, but him. You see, we don't realize the anointing and the power that is on our lives right now. We can turn this nation around just by two of us praying. I firmly believe that. Because the word says, the fervent prayer of the righteous prevaileth much. There's a connection that happens in the spirit realm when we say, Father. We're stepping into that realm of his glory that none of us have seen before, because it's going to be greater than anything we've seen or heard of before. I mean, I get excited about those things that, whoopee, I'm going to see arms grow when there hasn't been an arm, because I haven't seen it before. I'm going to see people with their eyes in their heads, and they're going to see, they're going to hear. Now, I've seen some of those things. I've been a very privileged person. But there's so much more for us. And I want to say, don't give up. Do not give up on the promises that God has personally promised you. We need to push in to that freshness and to that fullness and that ability to have a passion about Christ that moves us in a different dimension, that gets us in the place that he wants us in, but also removes the dust off of us that has tried to stay on and hold us down. And I know I'm speaking to people today because I can sense it in my own heart and in my own spirit. You know, often when you speak to someone else, it's coming right back at you. And I know that God is saying that he wants us to be that vessel of honor, that he wants to mold us in such a way that we don't even understand. You know, some vessels have handles on them. Another little pun is that you're not going to be able to get your handle on it, because you're not going to be able to comprehend why you're doing such things at such a time as this. You are stepping in to a new release from heaven. It's a new thing that God wants to do. It's not yesterday's victory. It's not yesterday's glory. It's today's that you're standing in, and we're going to be marching across this land and proclaiming things that we've never proclaimed before. Because that new release is coming from heaven, and it's pouring down. And yes, we took back. I don't know if you realize this, but I believe that when the Queen died, and he sent us the rainbow in several locations at the same moment that he said, I am promising you. And we need to take that back. We need to say, I'm having that rainbow of promise. And no other organization is worthy to hold that but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And there's going to be a lot of symbolic things that we're going to see in the heavens. The clouds formation. I had one the other day over my house, and it was stairs going up. And I went, oh, not yet, God. I'm being serious. I said, God, not yet, because I haven't done what I believe you've promised me. You know, and I started decreeing over our nation, it's not time to crumble. It's time to step up into that new authority and into that new place and that new whatever God has for us into that place. And this was before the prime minister was appointed or the queen died. God is wanting to get into us that he is here with us. We're not going down roads or streams or anything without him rowing the boat, so to speak. And we need to realize the mantles that have been placed on us, because every one of us is a vessel. And we can choose. Come on, we can choose where we're a vessel of honor or a vessel of crackpots? Come on. There's humor in that, but I'm trying to get something across here, that many of us think that we're in that place, we cannot come through what we're coming through. Oh, yes, you can. You might need a bit more refining. You might need a little bit more clay molded into the right places and smoothed out in some areas. But you have that authority that is heaven given to you. It's given to you. You just have to say thank you and accept it and walk in it. There's a new way of walking, but we have to talk differently too. We can't talk like we used to talk. We can't walk like we used to walk. We have to pick up that authority that God has invested in every single one of us. You see, we keep saying we're going to see revival, we're going to see revival. And that happened when I was born again in 1974. Jesus was coming and we were going to see revival. Now, I'm not saying there haven't been outpourings and blessings, but we're not ready. We're not molded, ready to receive what is coming. And that's where we have to spend time with him. Take a couple of hours in your busy weeks just to say, God, talk to me. What is it you want to show me through your word? Get off your phones. Stop texting. Stop watching the television. Stop watching media. And press into God and see what God has for you and for your area and for our nation. You know, God is talking like I've never, ever heard him talk before. I'm telling you, he's talking. And he's not whispering. He doesn't have to shout, but he's talking. Because he's a communicator. You know, Jeremiah had such a life, didn't he? He had so many challenges in his lifetime, let me tell you. I actually like Jeremiah a lot. But I say, God, please don't let me be a Jeremiah. But you know, we can read in chapter 18, the potter and the clay. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there shall I announce my words to you. He couldn't stay in his bed. Couldn't stay in his cozy living room, his home comforts. He had to get up and go somewhere. Where is God asking you to get up and go to? Seriously. I know we still have to get up and go to work and do all those things, but God is asking us to get up, to rise up, to come into the new thing that we have, that he's placed on you, this new mantle. This new anointing that he's given you is for such a time as this. And every one of us, I don't care how old you are, how young you are, or what you think, or what you say, but I'm telling you, there's an anointing on you to raise up an army. There is something he's put on the inside of us that says, come on, we can do this. And together, we're going to do this. But we have to pursue. We have to pursue the Almighty. So Jeremiah gets up. You know, maybe he was tired from the night before and he really couldn't be bothered, but he gets up and he goes down to this place. When he gets there, he's in a heated place because kilns, where kilns are firing, it's a heated place. And there's clay everywhere. And then there's a wheel. There's always been a potter's wheel. And he gets on the wheel and he starts to create what God tells him to create. You are God's creation. We are God's creation. If you like, he's molded us, because that's what scripture says. He's molded us. He's formed us. He's created us to be what he wants us to be. But sometimes something comes along, say a sharp knife, and it gouges you, doesn't it? Somebody says something, or somebody does something, and it's an ouchie. You know, my granddaughter, when she falls over, I go, oh, it's an ouchie, but it's going to be okay. And that's what Jesus says, it's going to be okay. But from time to time, we have to come back to that kiln process. We have to come back to that molding, and some of the things have to be removed, and some smoothing has to take place. Some more water, some more anointing has to be rubbed in to take off those things that have stopped us doing what God says we can do. That is life. But the victory is God said. God said it. I believe it, so it's done. You have to believe what he says. So the potter goes in and he puts this vessel and he makes it of clay. But like I said, it gets spoiled. Perhaps it slips. You know, those of us that have thrown pots and things, if it slips, it gets that awful wobble, and in no time at all, it becomes a bit disfigured and a mess. And then you go, ah, I've messed up. And it's put back in that thing, and you get a new piece of clay, or you get the same clay and have to remold it. Because God is creating those vessels of honor. In Isaiah 64:8, it says, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, and we are the clay, and you are our potter, and we are the works of his hands." You know, I used to say, I don't like being Pamela. I want to be someone else, because I didn't like the processes that I had to go through to become what God wants me to be. And by no way am I there yet. Some of you will be saying, thank goodness for that. But he so desires us to be shaped and molded into what he wants and not what man wants us to be. I'm using man, woman, those terms. But he takes that clay and he makes something that he says is good. It's good. It's not perfect, but it's good, because there's room for an expansion here. There's room for more of him and less of me. So as he smooths us off, as that, you know, that Jeremiah is making his pot here, and he had to remake it into another vessel as it was pleasing to the potter. Are we pleasing to our Father? You know, my heart's desire, along with Mike here, is that we'll get to heaven and you'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in, sweetheart. I don't want him to say, didn't make it. You didn't fulfill what I wanted you to fulfill. That's why we've got to stay connected to each other, because iron sharpens iron. And yes, we'll lop bits off each other, but coming back and saying, I'm sorry, or will you forgive me, is your healing process. All of us have been hurt. There's not one person here that hasn't been hurt. Not one. And if you say, I haven't, then I'll cast that demon out of you. But God is saying, I want to restore. I want to restore my church. This is church, not because of the building and not because we gather on Sundays. It's a body of people that come together. And if there was two or three of us, we're church. And what counts in this most amazing time is the unity that is shown to those outside of this communion. I was amazed that, you know, my neighbors kind of watch me. You know, I know that as soon as you turn your phone on, you're being watched. But when your neighbor says, you have a lot of holidays, don't you? Because they see me putting suitcases into my car. That's what they perceive. You know, and there's no gossip about you. That shows me that lady's a gossip. If they come to you and say there's no gossip about you, they're hoping for gossip. It's very interesting. Our neighbors, our neighborhood that we walk past schools and we decree things because we have that authority. You see, we're part of this mold that God is trying to mold this nation into. It's not all about me, myself, and I. It's about what can we do to build this kingdom? How can we advance into his glory? We say, come, Lord Jesus, let's show me your glory, Lord, show me. Do you know, none of us could stand if he really did. Not one of us could stand. Look at Moses. Abraham. Can't stand in God's presence, when it comes so heavy upon us. So are we ready for that mold? Are we ready to say, I surrender all? Well, yeah, Lord, but not my bank account. Or yeah, Lord, but not my grandchildren. Or yes, Lord, but not my car. You see, we sing these songs, I surrender all. Do you really surrender all? All to Jesus I surrender. Your majesty. You know, can you imagine your majesty? How do we react if the queen or the king now was to walk in? Let me tell you this, you wouldn't be standing up, gruesome looking. There is such a welcome that we need to do through our worship, and we haven't made it yet. We haven't got there yet. We've come close to. It's almost like one more tiptoe and we're there, but then we go, oh, it's such and such time, and now it's time to do this. God is longing for us to forget about time and step into his presence, and we can wallow in his presence. Because let me tell you, there is a time coming where you're not going to be able to get up and get out. Because of his presence, he's going to be so hot on us that we're going to be stuck. You know, years ago, I saw various ministers come to the mic, and all of a sudden they couldn't say anything, but they were looking like they were talking, and their eyes would be raised, and their posture was like, I'm trying to get something out here, but it won't quite come out. We're going back into that. We're going back into the mold of the new. See, God created us. God wants us. He desires our true connection. And you know, for a vessel, a jug or a cup to be wonderfully made, it has to make a connection to that plate that it's been thrown on. If that connection doesn't happen, that's when it gets wobbly. That's when it becomes a mess or a crackpot. And God is so wanting that connection with every single one of us. So I throw out a challenge to you. Do you want to be connected to Jesus like you've never been connected before? I don't want you to put your hands up because that's between you and him. But he so is pursuing us at this moment in time to have that divine connection that you know, that you know, that you know what he wants you to do. Who he wants you to be near. You know, and sometimes we have to go back home and say, God, what do I do next? Is it right that I do this? Is it right that I go visiting here, there, and everywhere? What is it that you want? That is heaven connecting to earth. And God is in that place where he is ready. He's been ready a long time, but we've had to be prepared. And we're still not quite there yet. I'm telling you because I'm trying to help us come to that place. You know, when you're sitting on a plane or a train, do you put your headphones in and go to La La Land? Or do you say, God, is there something you need to do on this plane or this train or out when I'm walking the street? Is there something you want to say to somebody that no one else has said to them? Let me tell you, this nation is waiting for something. And we're on those scales, whether we can or we can't. And they're wobbling at the moment. I'm telling you, we're being weighed at this moment. Are we going to be a sheep nation or a goat nation? How much are you going to pursue somebody into the kingdom? How many times do we pray for someone we know that's half in, so to speak? You know, their big toes in or their heels out because they're not sure. Do I want to live a life like this? Is this good for me? Because that's what humans always say, is this good for me? Is this going to give to me? No. God is wanting you to give your everything because he gave everything to us. So on that mold, one of the last processes, apart from going into the kiln, is being taken off with wire. It's a very fine wire. I don't know if anyone's ever seen, you know, a potter and they have this wire, and you've got to be so careful how it's taken off because you can cut into it and then it's of no use because when it goes into the kiln, it will crack And that wire is God's anointing on our lives. He's saying, I know you can make it. I know you can be my vessel of honor. I know that you've been molded right. And I know that I can fill you with my anointing to be poured out. Some of the things that I was going to bring was I was going to bring a teacup. You know, we all have really nice teacups, and we saw some of those yesterday. But a teacup is a vessel for one. How about a vase? A vase is for flowers to grow in. Something that's been cut that is already on a journey of death. Because flowers don't last very long. You might do well and last for 3 weeks. But that is just a vessel that contains something beautiful for a short period of time. What about a jug? All different shapes and sizes of jugs. And it pours out to multiple things. I've got one more. How about a watering can? Because a watering can actually waters the ground. And that means it gets to the roots. So I said, God, okay, it doesn't look very pretty, although you can get pretty watering cans, but God, can I be a watering can? That's my prayer for us today. God, make us watering cans so that we put something back into this earth, but we put something into each other, a sprinkling, a ray of hope. And God has invested in you his son. He can't give another higher price than his son. So it's time for us to shake out of some molds perhaps man has put on us. And it's time for us to realize, actually, I'm a vessel of honor for Jesus. And be prepared to go through the fire more than you've done before. Because the fire is that refining process. You know, many people, when we pray for them, say, I am so hot. You know, I had a lady the other day, we were praying for her back and God healed her. But she said, I am so hot on this side of my body. What is happening to me? I said, don't worry about it. And she said, have you got your hands on us, on me? You know, how they look over their shoulder like, it's you. I know it's you. You know, you're hot and you're... And I said, neither of us have got our hands on you. We don't need to. Sometimes we do it as a reassurance to the person, there's somebody there and, you know, we are standing for that anointing on you, and it's scriptural to lay hands on, but not to be hasty. Be careful whom you lay hands on. Be careful. You've got to know. And God is saying, I made you this vessel, and I want you to work with me in this new thing, this new era that we've never been in before. God is going to pour out. And he is wanting us to be that wonderful vessel that people want to sit beside you, that people want to share their lives with you, because that's what they did with Jesus. They followed him because they wanted a moment. Look at the woman that touched the hem of his garment. She didn't touch his body. She touched his hem. God says, you will heal because of your shadow. That sounds, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that, God. And you just keep walking. You just keep walking because it's not you. It's him. It's all about him. But he's coming. But he's coming through you and he's coming through me. And we have to honor him. He is majesty. He is faithful. He's steadfast. He's courageous. He's beautiful. He's adorable. But he's done that through all of us too. He's created us to wear his mantle. We have his DNA. if we've accepted him as our Lord, Master, and Savior, and we've invited him in to change us. You know, I said, God, you need to shake, rattle, and roll me, because I don't want to be that. I want to be something else. I want to be what you want me to be. And I don't ever want to fall into the rails of doing a man-pleasing thing. I want to be obedient to God. And I can see that we're moving. There's a rapid movement. Time is going so fast. You get up at 8:30 in the morning, and before you know it, it's 11 o'clock. And I try not to waste time. God is putting us in a place where we will have visitations, dreams and visions like you've never, ever imagined before. He's wanting more of us and less of me, myself, and I. I have a prayer. You know, I ask God, help me to surrender all to you, Lord. I want to surrender. The things that I think are a good idea are not always a God idea. God, help me to know what you want me to do and how I'm to go about it. Because, God, I'm ready for something new to take place in my life. And, God, I ask that you would visit with each and every one of us here today. God, that we don't go backwards. You give us a passion, God, to go forward. Forget the old and step into the new. Forget yesterday. Move forward. Robert's word, advance. Advance. And keep advancing. In Jesus' name. Amen.